We are in the budget process for the state of New Jersey with the legislative budget committees checking out the governor's fiscal year 2022 state budget proposal. Interesting thing has been discovered with the help of the Office of Legislative Services, budget committee in the Senate. They received a report that the state tax collections through March are coming in $3.7 billion higher than what Governor Murphy projected when the current budget was approved back in September of last year. Various times over the past year, the governor said that state was looking at a budget shortfall that could be as high as $30 billion due to state revenue losses from, of course, the impact of COVID-19. So the governor pressured Democrats in the state house to pass tax increases. He managed to sell the Supreme Court on a $9.9 billion borrowing plan and pled for billions more from the feds. Last summer, even after it was looking like tax collections were bouncing back, Murphy administration still pushed their doom and gloom revenue projections to convince the New Jersey Supreme Court to authorize that $9.9 billion of quote-unquote emergency borrowing that otherwise would have been unconstitutional, by the way. Under mounting pressure to acknowledge the state's improving revenue situation, Governor borrowed $4.3 billion back in November after certifying a reduced but still inflated revenue shortfall to the Supreme Court. So it appears that Governor Murphy deals with budgets about as well as he deals with keeping the coronavirus out of New Jersey nursing homes. In addition to all that, with the borrowing of billions, Governor pressured the Democrats, who, of course, have the run of the State House, to approve income tax increase, extend an expiring corporate business tax surcharge last fall to generate more revenue. When he delivered his budget message a couple of months ago, February, Governor Murphy then finally fessed up that the tax increase of borrowed funds, along with the rebound of state revenues that he had long been in denial of, would combine to produce that massive $6 billion budget surplus, much of which he is proposing to spend in the new fiscal year, which starts in this coming July. So with that being said, how is the governor going to spend this sudden state windfall? He laid the groundwork himself. Last year, he promised voters last year that the tax collections kicked up in 2020, or if the feds came through with stimulus aid for the state, he would, this was his choice of words, immediately pay down a large chunk of New Jersey's debt, which is, give or take $100 million, around $44 billion. So all those qualifiers are paying the debt down. They've come to pass. And his borrowing pitch for the billions of dollars, that always came with a disclaimer, said that if New Jersey somehow, some way borrowed more money than it needed to dig out from the coronavirus pandemic, governor said he had plan B, we'd pay down the debt immediately, said that on April 16th of last year. Now, there's a catch to all this. Since he's up for re-election, governor has to be willing to refuse this chance to use billions to further stabilize the state's short-term finances or spend on programs that will directly benefit certain people whom he hopes are still going to vote for him. State's still waiting for federal guidance on how the aid that the state received from the feds can be used. They're not sure if paying off debt is actually allowed with that money. Still have the state tax revenue, but possibly can't use the Fed money. Retiring some of the state's debts, Gordon Murphy has got to be on the list of considerations. See, it's not the must do. Now it's, well, one of the considerations. Expanding that further, he said, I was looking at the sort of the list of needs. We have vaccination supports, all the monies that go with that, keeping frontline workers employed, and delivering services, unemployment insurance benefits, and expansion of Medicaid that we've seen over the past year, rental assistance, landlord assistance, all the utility payments that people are backed up on. Murphy talking here. I think now the estimate is $700 million, a devastating reality for small businesses, restaurants, bars, more help for children, I can go on, as he has wanted to do. Most recently, the governor still hasn't given a clue of how he still intends to spend the $6.4 billion. He said last month, retiring some debt may now be a priority. But he also said the unemployment benefits. States borrowed close to $1 billion from the feds to keep paying out those benefits, aid for small business, landlords, tenants, utility customers. They're all still top priorities. No, imagine if you tried to run your personal or your family budget like this. The saying you're going to pay one thing, but then you don't pay it and pay something else, or you wind up going to Disneyland now to reopen instead of paying your rent. Yeah, that would pretty much buy you a one-way ticket to a courtroom for a personal bankruptcy hearing, wouldn't it? Now, as far as the borrowing that Murphy did, that $4.4 billion, he still does not see that as a bad idea. Said the other day, I have not heard so much Monday morning quarterbacking since Howard Cosell retired. We make the decisions at the time. We make them based on the best information we have. With all due respect, we did what we thought we had to do and will continue to do just that every single day we come to work. I guess there's more than one Murphy now. We. Instead of I. They call that the royal we, by the way. The Republican budget officer, State Senator Steve Orho, he represents the 24th District in New Jersey, looked at all this, said the Murphy administration peddled outrageous claims about the state's finances over the past year that have proven to be completely false. Going back to last July, we had clear signs the state's financial picture was better than expected, despite the Murphy administration's measures that needlessly destroyed so many businesses. Now it looks like Murphy's trying to hedge his bets that he made when it came to borrowing, which turned out to be a bad bet because it wasn't needed, looking ahead saying, well, basically, we keep a strong economy, we'll be able to pay debt and everything else at a later time. So we need to grow the economy. That's another habit from the old days when we accepted the fact that we were not growing, that our revenues were stale, and that you had a fixed box that you had to fit everything into. Well, the reality is there's no reason why we can't grow at a significant clip in the years ahead. And that's the best thing we could do to give us flexibility on continuing to provide services and property tax relief, which is something else a lot of property and homeowners are still waiting for in New Jersey. But he is still defending his decision to borrow the $4.4 billion to get the rights from the Supreme Court under false pretenses to borrow almost $10 billion if needed, which won't be an optimist about this. At least he didn't do that. But what's Murphy screaming about? Because the borrowing is a done deal. Can't be undone. Murphy wanted to make a bad decision. He did. He gets to keep it because it is all his.